This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. A Turkish immigrant who founded the yogurt company, Chobani, in 2005, told the 2,000 workers at the company's plant in upstate New York that he would be giving them shares worth up to 10% of the company when it goes public or is sold. The goal, he says, is to pass along the wealth that they've helped build in the decades since the company started. The company is now considered to be worth several billion dollars. Trump took all five primaries in Connecticut, Rhode Island, Maryland, Delaware, and Pennsylvania, while Clinton won Pennsylvania, Connecticut, Delaware, and Maryland, and Sanders won Rhode Island. Prince may have died without a will, complicating his estate since he had no children or spouse. Despite scrutiny on pricing, drug makers have raised prices on brand name drugs by double-digit percentages since the start of the year, according to two major drug benefit managers. 40% of Americans under the age of 30 describe themselves as independents. 70% of U.S. teachers assign homework that requires internet access. 40% of U.S. students from low-income households do not have broadband access. Mitsubishi now admits it has been cheating on fuel emissions tests for 25 years. Indonesia's president has instructed his government to investigate the bloody anti-communist purges of the mid-1960s and confront the military's killing of hundreds of thousands of people. With Hillary Clinton's nomination virtually certain, some strategists are arguing that the key for her to win in November is white working-class women, where equal pay and minimum wage planks are thought to be key. Apple sales didn't rise for the first time in 13 years worth of consecutive quarters. Using data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, more contracted workers died on the job in 2014 than in 2013. Contracted workers made up 16.7% of workplace deaths, a 7% increase over 2013. Workplace deaths decreased among Latinos and Hispanics, but increased among white, African American, and Asian workers. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about accident issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and his bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.